station. It is 6:30 a.m.
And this is Ngu Henry for the news. Good morning.
Bonjour, Steve. The main points. The Minister of Post and Telecommunications, Minette Libom Liliking, continues her inspection visit to technical facilities of telecommunication operators in Douala Littoral Region today. Four people have been killed by tornadoes in Florida as hurricane is moving into the Atlantic. The Indomitable Lions of Cameroon confront the Harambee Stars of Kenya this Friday in Yaounde in one of the day three matches of the 2025 AFCON qualifier. The head coaches of the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon and Harambee Stars of Kenya have expressed their determination to carry the day in today's day three match of the 2025 AFCON qualifier. Mark Breeze of Cameroon and Eugene Firat of Kenya spoke about their intention of not setting for a draw during their pre-match press conferences last evening at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium. Harrison Ashutiku has the details.
Accompanied by defender Jackson Chachwa, the head coach of the Indomitable Lions, Mark Breeze, disclosed the Lions' readiness for this Friday's match against the Harambee Stars of Kenya. The Belgian tactician insisted they have strategized on scoring a good number of goals.
They come with nine defenders. It will be a solid game defense-wise. But it's up to us. We have to try to make a good game plan and try to be consistent in where we trained on to score and to win the game.
On the atmosphere in the den, Jackson Chachwa underlined that there is serenity within the team as the players are handling the pressure ahead of the encounter professionally. The coach of the Harambee Stars of Kenya, Engin Firat, and one of his defenders, Joseph Okumo, stated that they are motivated by their unbeaten run in their last seven outings and are ready to pull a positive result against the Indomitable Lions in their own backyard.
It's about how I stop the individual quality of the players. Every day if I look at the news and this one, man of the match, player of the month, your team is in quite well shape. I have to think about how I find solutions to stop this. We are prepared.
For me, it's very clear, 11 against 11. I'm not afraid of a slaughterhouse.
A challenge accepted by coach Mark Breeze.
Till now we didn't lose and we have to restart with a victory.
The winner of this Friday's game that will kick off at 5 p.m. at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium will move to the top of Pool J before the two teams meet again in the return leg on Monday, the 14th of October in Kampala, Uganda.
Harrison Ashutiku reporting. Meanwhile, fans of the Indomitable Lions in Bamenda, Northwest Region, have expressed optimism about the team's chances of winning the match against Kenya this Friday. To them, in recent times, the football team has demonstrated a strong commitment and fighting spirit in their previous matches that will enable them to crush the Harambee Stars of Kenya once again. Student journalist on internship Nadine Ba has the details.
The Indomitable Lions of Cameroon and the Harambee Stars of Kenya have already faced each other with a total of three victories and two matches for Cameroon. For this reason, lovers and supporters of the Indomitable Lions are hopeful that the team will win this time.
I think that for the match, Cameroon and Kenya, Cameroon will win. Because the way the boys are playing this time now, they are not joking.
Other fans of the Indomitable Lions have even predicted the scores in favor of the team.
I know that Cameroon will win because for the previous matches I've been watching, at least there is that fighting spirit.
To some, it is a matter of confidence and patriotism.
As a Cameroonian, I need to support my country. I have confidence in my country, so I always expect them to win, no matter what.
The match between Cameroon and Kenya will be played this Friday, October 11th, 2024 at 5 p.m. For CRTV News in Bamenda, Nadine Ba, student journalist on internship.
CRTV News. President Paul Biya has ordered the disbursement of financial assistance for families of the bereaved and the injured following the fatal road accident at Kombe Village in Sangmelima South Region. the presidential gesture was announced by the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji, who was bearer of a message of condolence and compassion. He was accompanied to Sang Malima by the Minister of Finance and a member of the elite of Ja and Lobo Division, Louis Paul Mutaze, while extending the message of condolence and sympathy of the presidential couple. Minister Paul Atanganji also urged drivers to be more responsible and cautious to preserve the lives of innocent road users. Here is an excerpt of his statement captured by Albert Jembonde.
It's a very sad situation, and from the explanations we had from the governor, the SDO, and the brigade commander, we are certain that this is a clear indication of reckless driving. We have to be conscious, because following the circumstances of the accident, it is clear, it is evident that the truck should not have been on the other side where the bus was going normally. So just as much as we extend into the bereaved families the heartfelt condolences of the presidential couple, we have also to sensitize the population and drivers on road safety measures. We have to be more conscious, and we have to understand that a road without a vehicle cannot kill.
The Minister of Post and Telecommunications, Minet Libom Liliking, continues her visit to facilities of telecommunication operators in Douala in the littoral region this Friday. The visit is to assess the implementation of the recommendations made to the mobile operators recently. At the end of the visit, Minister Minet Libong Liliking will hold a press conference at midday. Out of the country, four people have been killed by tornadoes in Florida as DeSantis warns of more Hurricane Milton flooding. The hurricane is moving into the Atlantic but is leaving behind floods, damaged buildings, and millions without power and water. Rumors about the health of the head of state, President Paul Biya, have been dispelled by the government. Editorialist George Kelong now says at the time when Cameroonians ought to get more involved in meeting the development challenges of the nation, it is worthless spreading such rumors or trying to make political capital out of them.
Before a series of refutals were issued, social media platforms and even conversations here and there were dominated by the baseless rumors about the health of the head of state, President Paul Biya. On the whole, the agitations could only tell the story of individuals who are misguided, unscrupulous, and depraved. That some members of the political class got so excited by the rumors can only be mind-boggling. Yes, have we descended so low to the extent that individuals, some of whom are politicians, pray for and gloat over any misfortune that befalls anyone, talk less of the person chosen by the people to lead them? As human beings, we need not be told that no one will live forever, given that the Holy Book teaches that there is an appointed time for every person to be born and a time to die. But that time cannot be decided or determined by any human being. Even those who were about to roll out the drums to celebrate certainly do not know what the future holds for them. Thus, rather than take interest in issues that are not of benefit to anyone or to the nation, Cameroonians ought to be more preoccupied with what they can individually or collectively contribute towards meeting the development challenges the country is facing. In this pre-electoral year, politicians will definitely be doing themselves much good by working out strategies that may appeal to the electorate in due course. If they are wasting precious time on futile debates on constitutional provisions, they may be seen to only be waiting for manna from heaven.
George Kelong. To end the news, once more, the main points. The Minister of Post and Telecommunications, Minet Libom Liliking, continues her inspection visit to technical facilities of telecommunication operators in Douala, littoral region, today. Four people have been killed by tornadoes in Florida as hurricane is moving into the Atlantic. The indomitable Lions of Cameroon confront the Harambee Stars of Kenya this Friday at 5 p.m. in Yaounde in one of the D3 matches of the 2025 AFCON qualifier. That ends the 6:30 a.m. news with Ngou Henry.
Merci, bon week-end, mais vous ne partez pas, vous nous reviendrez tout à l'heure.